Melina.
So everyone take a breath. There is a lot occurring in your field as you bring all of these energetics into present time. And we will continue now, and we're going to go back to our conference, and we're going to bring now those eighth dimensional frequencies into present time. So we have had several months since our light conference to begin the acclimation of all the dynamic codes, frequencies, templates that were reclaimed when we opened the eighth dimensional time locks. As the ever-expanding, brilliant essence of light that you are, let's bring those codes and frequencies into this present moment. We are now beginning to access ever higher refined states of consciousness, and our human body is now accelerating the alchemical process that generates internal plasmic light. The internal plasma is created by the energetic conscious intention of increasing our light quotient. The increase in our light quotient aids us in continually expanding our unified field and our etheric light body structure. This then allows for some of our higher consciousness bodies, like our Echo body, and many other iterations beyond that, to come into our awareness and begin to function. By directing our soul consciousness to connect to our physical body and our particles to plasmic light, we have the ability to interconnect and communicate with all things, including higher aspects of ourselves. We now know that plasma is the most common substance in our universe, and it permeates through absolutely everything in creation. Plasma is the interface that communicates with the intelligent energy of all creation. Our personal inner spark of plasma is our direct interface to link with the massive plasmic core of the universe, which then connects us to the eternal mind of Source. This occurs through the process of entanglement. Our soul, our spiritual bodies, and unified field has been built, energized, and strengthened by the same core substance of plasma from which the entire universe has been created. Your soul spirit is the plasma power supply inside of your physical body. As the energetics of these higher states of consciousness are imprinted and assimilated into our physical being, the alchemical process begins to transform the energetic density of our third and fourth dimensional bodies into the fifth dimensional state by replacing what is being transformed with quantities of biological crystalline plastic light. Take a breath. When we entered the eighth dimensional state of consciousness in the light conference, we were told that we would be entering a completely new sequence of light frequencies, that this realm vibrates with highly refined and very different light and sound codes, and these frequencies would be the most energetically powerful we had encountered so far on our ascension journey. When we retrieved our eighth dimensional luminous field of light, the effervescent luminous ones carefully and precisely connected it into our unified field. These connections were made using magnetic pulses of pure light, connecting the first point at the apex of our fourth triad. The next connecting point was at the eighth chakra, our higher mind. Next, the connection was made with our soul star. And with the last connecting point made at our earth star. This brilliant field of light was then extended and placed at the outermost edge of our luminous fields. The luminous one transmitted to you that this eighth dimensional luminous field of your light essence never descends. Next, we open the second vault and retrieve the universal eighth dimensional light template. And we're told that it would be carried by each of us in our eighth dimensional luminous field. The non-physical members of the council would like to remind you that we do not directly draw from either of these eighth dimensional templates. Not from your personal luminous field or from the first iteration of the universal eighth dimensional light template. However, both are influencing your entire unified field. The energetics of the eighth dimensional light templates are held in the eighth dimensional aspect of your sacred heart and the 11th chakra, where they can then be utilized by your soul star and higher mind. The earth star grounds it to your unified field. Take another breath. There's a lot of recalibration going on in your field. We then proceeded to the activation of the 88 Infinity template and Rata told us that this would occur during the light conference. Your luminous one, who you know as an ancient friend, was joined by a white lion and lioness from the Syrian Stargate. One of these beings was the one that transmitted the 8-8 light template to you originally when it was placed in your second triad. You may recall we were taken then into an 8th-dimensional sound activation chamber. Mystical sound frequencies were transmitted into our entire luminous field of light. Those sound frequencies were encoded with streams of magnificent colors and symbols. We could not have known at that time that this was an introduction to the changes that would be occurring within our light temple in becoming an acoustical sound chamber. This also served to prepare us for the acoustical sound chamber's ability to transform words into frequencies and mystical sound codes. Both of these things began a recalibration in our entire unified fields and rewiring of our brains in order to process higher light frequencies in the body. That would be assisted by the crystalline plasmic light particles. Place your awareness on your second triad and see the 8-8 infinity template lighting up. The Lemsikith, the golden infinity symbol, began to expand within your second triad. And another set of light frequencies were programmed into the infinity symbol by the other white lion. The luminous one touched your third eye, and the Syrian 8-8 template activated with an explosion of light. The magnificent luminous being then gifted you with the vision to see a brilliant blue diamond crystalline light in the center of what you perceive to be her third eye. She then transmitted ancient sacred codes into the 8-8 light template. Many of those codes were personal for you. Ellipsicate, the infinity symbol, now glows and radiates within your second triad with golden light and is imbued with the vivid blue color of the crystalline diamond, which created another layer within the template. This ancient symbol contains many more hidden codes that will be discovered in the future. This massive 8-8 light template encompasses your entire second triad and the crown chakra. It stimulates our memory and awareness of who we are as a creator in light. The 8-8 light template is an extremely powerful and multidimensional gift that will assist us in ways that we cannot yet imagine. There are many mysteries still to be revealed. We'll sit for a moment as you sit in the activation and the recalibration of all these energetics becoming entwined in your unified field.